Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Let's Talk To Podcast, hosted by author Sharnell Williams. Are you ready to spend some time with Sharnell and her special guest? Join our live conversation every Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, here's your host, Sharnell Williams.
Hello, 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 hello. How everybody doing out there? I hope you can hear me nice and clearly. Thank you for tuning in to Let's Talk To Podcast. I'm your host, Arthur Sharnell. And before the show, for the people who's calling for the first time in, I like to tell a little bit about myself in case you don't know. My name is Arthur Sharnell, born and raised in Newark, New Jersey. I reside in the Poconos now. I'm a publisher, a radio host, and the 6th Annual Women's Empowerment will be coming up to the Poconos May the 13th. Yes, I said we will be in the Poconos on May the 13th. So I just want to shout out everybody who supported me out through the years from when I first started my publishing, everything. I want to just thank and shout out to everybody who supported me. And I'm still here. I'm still standing, y'all. So I would love to see everybody in the Poconos on May the 13th, Women's Empowerment Luncheon. So please be there. You still have time to register. You still have time to be in the booklet. Well, some people call it a booklet. Some people call it a journal. I basically call it a journal. So you still have time to advertise your business, small, large, whatever. If you're a business owner, you can advertise in Yana 23. Journal, excuse me, y'all. So let's get this roll started. We have a special guest on today, and I am so happy. I don't know if this is her first time on my show or not, but we're going to bring her in. Matter of fact, she's going to be hosting our red carpet, Yana 23, y'all. For those y'all, I already know her. For those y'all don't know her, she will come on and introduce herself. So y'all ready? Are y'all ready? Let's welcome Dr. Lady Rain.
Hello,
how you doing?
Hi.
Fine.
How are you?
I'm fine. What? Thank you for being a guest on my show. Is this your first time on the show? Yeah, I think so.
You know what? I don't even remember.
I think
we
so.
Did so
yeah.
Many things.
I think so. So, for my audience, could you please introduce yourself and let people know a little bit about Dr. Lady Rain.
All right. Well, let's try to keep this brief. I am Dr. Lady Rain. Currently, I live in Phoenix, Arizona. I am the owner, co-owner with my business partner, Khalil Lundy of the legendary Force MDs and Bert Presley. We own Uni ETV and Radio, and I am the co-owner and founder and production director of the Stella-nominated station Praise.fm radio. I'm not a stranger to the Poconos. I've lived in the Poconos from 2009 to 2016. I got my start on Sister Chat Radio in the Poconos, and I also hosted the Monroe County Image Awards with none other than Dr. Thomas Jones, who was the president of the NAACP at that time, or the vice president. He was one of them. I think it was right before he became the president. So here I am.
Thank you. I just wanted to say, Sister Chat, I remember I was on a show twice. So I just had to shout that out. I remember Deborah. So I want to thank you again. So we're going to go back because even though you gave us like a little brief We're going to take it back to
okay.
Yeah, we're going to take it back, and then we're going to get into Yana. But because you left out something. What about, you ain't no author no more? You not, I don't understand. You left out something.
I told you I was going to try to keep it brief, but yeah, I am also, I think, in the middle of leaving the Poconos before I started Praise.fm, I was writing my book. I actually started writing a book called The Power of PMS, Praise Meditation Study. And that was a book of my personal journey of dysfunction, of pain. And I wrote 52, I think it's 52 devotions on how I turned that pain into power. And, of course, you all know the publisher of that book is Sharshay Publishing Company. So, yeah, I am an author, too. Yeah.
Okay. I know you got so many things going under your hat, okay? But we can't leave out the main cause. And that's,
okay.
I think you was an author before you was a radio host, before you hosted the award show, right? If I'm not mistaken, you was the author first, wasn't you?
No, I started writing when I met you through Sister Chat Radio. So I was already a radio host. I started writing, but I didn't actually publish it because I remember I was in New Mexico at the time when I published it. So it was before Praise.fm, but it was in the middle of the Sister Chat Radio, the award show. Then the book was published, and then I went on Praise.fm radio. So it was before this, but after everything else.
So I take my hat off to you because you showed me a lot. I learned a lot from you. And I just wanted to say thank you, for being, you are a person I can call a friend. You can't call too many people your friends these days. You understand what I'm saying? But you are a person that I can call a real true friend. So, and thank you. But let's get back into why the reason we're here on the show today. Yana 23 going to be held in the Poconos. So tell us a little bit about, what is your part in Yana 23? I want to know.
Well, I'm so excited to be coming back to Kalahari because that's where it all began for me doing live events. I was on Sister Chat Radio, and when you do radio, that was audio. But I did my first live event, which is the Monroe County Image Awards, at Kalahari, at the Kalahari Resort, and you were one of the first to be nominated as author when I did that. So, my whole thing is, and I always say, you cannot forget where you come from. And so me and you had a conversation, and I was just actually conversating with you about my daughters coming on, my spiritual daughters, the Fisher Girls. I think you had inquired about them. And that's how our conversation began because they will be performing their neo-gospel hits, Narrow Way, Let You Go, which is not even released yet. It's going to be released shortly, but by the time Yana is here, it will be a new release. And then we just started talking. You and your husband started picking my brain. And then why don't you come and host the red carpet? And I said, okay, I'll come host the red carpet. And then I said, well, since I'm coming for the red carpet, I can't come to the Poconos without honoring, two women who are from the Poconos and who have done work in the Poconos. So it's sort of a mini Monroe County Image Awards. I'm taking a little piece of that, and I'm going to honor two women who have done and are doing great community work in Monroe County. So is it okay if I announce the two that we have so far? We
go ahead.
More, but right now we know.
Yeah, it's going to be more because
so
you know my husband got a list. My husband got a list already, but go ahead, announce your two.
So I definitely, these two women were very instrumental to me when I was in the Poconos and getting me out there. You know, one was getting me out there in entertainment as a radio host, and me and her go back a long way. When I started as an educator, I failed to say that I'm a retired New York City public school teacher from East Harlem, and mm-hmm. I taught her daughter, and me and her became close from that because I was a young educator. And, you know, when you're a young educator, it's very political and people want to take advantage of you. And mm-hmm. she had my back because she was a director of one of the community hospitals in Harlem. I want to say it was North General. I'm not too sure of the hospital that she was the mm-hmm. director of. And so we went way back, and then we lost communications, and then we met up when we both moved to the Poconos. I want to say to the Pennsylvania, to the Poconos. When we both moved to the Poconos, we reconnected. And mm-hmm. she and I just started doing radio in my basement. As a matter of fact, it was on Blog Talk Radio. Mm-hmm. And then we went from there to 90.3, and that was the MTV Woody Award radio station. And I eventually became the educator director there. But it was this show called Sister Chat Radio. She mm-hmm. allowed me to produce this show, and that's when I got the hang of radio. So, of course, I got to come back. And I call her my sister soulmate. So I got to come back and honor Deborah Kofa. I do believe that she's still doing radio. I think her daughter may have taken the hem of it. I'm not too sure of what the new show is called, but I believe it's on mm-hmm. Genesis Radio, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it is.
But I definitely want to honor Deborah Kofa. And then the next person helped me when I was going for my doctorate education at East Stroudsburg University. And I was looking at starting a charter school. So I wanted to get into the political world a little bit. And I traveled around with her. You know, I helped her run a couple of campaigns. I think there was one for Andre Rees and Stacey Stewart Keeler, I want to believe. I know the name is Stacey. Stacey, please don't get mad if I don't remember your whole name. But I do definitely want to honor Claudette Williams. She mm-hmm. was just amazing for me during that time. And so those are the two right now that I know of. So when I'm on the mm-hmm. red carpet, they're going to have the opportunity to just be pampered and honored and loved on. I mean, I definitely owe them both like a sisterly love date. I call it a play date. So we're mm-hmm. going to definitely have a great time. I remember Claudette took me to Kalahari, and that's why I fell in love with it for the Monroe County Image Awards, because she was like, come on, let's just go hang out. And we went to the spa, and we was in the water.
Claudette is
so
cool.
And I was like, whoa, I like this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she is so, matter of fact, she just texted me. I ain't answered my text yet, but she just texted me. She is so cool because when she called me, my husband gave her the number. That's how I met her. And she was like, your husband said you was doing an anthology. I want to be in it. I was like, you want to be in it? She was like, yes, can I be in your anthology? And I was so nervous. I think she was something doing with politics at that time. And I was like, mm-hmm. asking my husband, do I charge you or what? Or what? So my husband was like, yeah, you charge. So we, me and her talked. We stayed on the phone for hours, and we talked, and she did a piece in my own book. And it came out because she always said she wanted to write. you know, and it just came out. So I want to thank her, honor her for that too, because she was the first person up here. And Deborah was in my book too, but as a politician, you know, to be in one of my books. And I just want to shout out to her and Deborah, because Deborah was in my book too. But anyway, getting back to you, Dr. Lady Rain, now you go all over. You travel, you do red carpets on a lot of different types of awards and stuff. Do you have, like, a moment you'll never forget on one of your red carpets?
Oh, my goodness. So I'm going to tell you this, and this is, like, an amazing moment. So before I became a radio host, me and my husband had a church in Auburn, New York, called the New Life Ministry at that time. And we led praise and worship, my little daughter, me, my daughter, and we had two other people, Kiana and Jasmine. We led praise and worship. And most of the songs that we did at that time was by Israel Houghton. And we called him at that time. It was Israel and New Breed. And so all of the songs, Holy, All Around, Come and Let Us Sing, Hosanna, Lord, You Are Good, Moving Forward. I mean, the list can go on and on. Surely Goodness and Mercy, I'm Still Standing, With Long Life. I mean, I could just go on with the songs, but he was my favorite worshiper. And I had been to the Stellars. I had been on Black Music Honors. I had been doing things for Lifetime, WeTV, BET, and I never got the opportunity to meet him. So this year, I found out that he's originally from Phoenix, Arizona, and he was going to be at the Super Bowl Gospel Soul Food Celebration. And I was on the red carpet, and I got to meet Israel. So for me, that stands like prominent in my head. And it's so funny because I said to him, I'm like, you know, you're my favorite worshiper. He said, you probably say that to all the artists that come through. And I mean, anybody would tell you, no, Israel, she talks about you as her favorite worshiper. And so that was the most, it was a great moment, you know, it was really, really a great moment. And they said that he hadn't been on the red carpet for a while. And so the media wasn't expecting him to come out on the red carpet. And he came out, and it's so funny because as he came out, he was interviewing with the other media outlets, and he pointed to me, and he was like, I'm coming to you. And I'm like, okay. And it was just, that was just, I felt like he just came out for Dr. Lady Rain.
Yeah, because everybody has their own moments that they ain't want to never forget. Whatever type of business you're doing, everybody has their own, their moments. So the red carpet host, what do you like to do the most? Do you love your radio? And you want to pick one, please, because everybody be like, I love all of them. The red carpet, the traveling, the radio, hosting a radio show. What do you love best?
I'm going to make it simple. I love just being crazy. Not crazy, but crazy. That's P-R-A-Y-Z-Y. Wherever that lands, wherever I land, and I get the opportunity to be crazy, that's what I love. You can't pick that. I mean, I just love praising God.
That's cool. A lot of people ask me, too, like, what is my favorite? I love doing a radio show. I love it because, you know, you could talk to. I love writing, too. Don't get me wrong. And matter of fact, my anthology coming out, Mother's Worst Nightmare Part 2, coming out soon, y'all. But it's just that I just love radio. I just like talking. Like, I love talking. I like talking. I like people to share they stories. I love that. You know, I love to hear different stories because sometimes you don't believe what people really go through. Like, you'd be like, oh, God, oh, my man, wow, that really happened to you? You know, some people's stories can be a lifetime movie. So I just love, you know, this connecting. It's all about connecting and networking with people, and that's what I love to do. But getting back to you, as you said, you moved to Phoenix, Arizona. So how is it from Pennsylvania?
Oh, my goodness. I know right now you guys are posting, right?
Yes.
I don't miss
and we're going to have another
dog.
One.
I don't miss
We're going to have another
dog.
One Sunday or Monday. Uh-huh. Well, I know you don't miss it.
It's the snowstorm.
I know you don't miss it.
I love sunny Arizona. I love the sunshine. Not too much the desert, you know. I like beaches. I love to be on the beach, but I definitely love the sun. You know, I came here because I was dealing with severe back issues where I couldn't walk. And, you know, you'll read all about that in my book. And so every time I walk out, it feels like I'm in a sauna, and it's just so soothing and therapeutic to my back and my achy bones. So,
and you know what? Because I got arthritis in my back too, and my doctor did tell me a couple of years ago, you need to move where the warm weather at. He was like, go where the warm weather at. It'll help. It helps a lot of people. I was like, oh, okay, but I love living in the Poconos. I just don't like the winter months. That's the only thing. It's the winter months to me. I don't like that snow, that ice, the darkness, and the roads. Oh, my God, it be so dark out here. But do y'all have daylight saving time, or do y'all just don't do it? Because I heard Arizona don't have that.
Girl, let me tell you, I always get confused over the time zone because the time never changes here. So even when I'm on the radio station, I say, look, I'm just going to give y'all Mountain Standard Time. Y'all figure out y'all time zone, because Phoenix is the only state where the time does not change. It doesn't go back.
Mm-hmm.
So I am always confused at the time. So come tomorrow, I believe, we're going to be, it'll be a 3-hour difference here.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're two. Today we're 2 hours, but tomorrow will be 3. So I get confused.
Wow.
I'll be really confused for about a week or so.
Yeah, I like it. I like it more. I told my husband, oh, we can stay outside later, because we can't see for nothing at dark time driving down these dark roads. But so what can we expect to you at on Yana 23?
You can just expect me to be my same old crazy self. We're going to have a good time on the red carpet. Don't come on the red carpet shy. Make sure you wear your best, because we're going to be taking some pictures. We're going to be laughing. It's going to be a great time. I'm a hugger. So mask up, bring your Lysol, bring your sanitizers, because Dr. Lady is going to hug you, and then you just sanitize yourself back up. That's what I really miss. I miss the physical and person. Communication, you know, interaction.
Yeah.
So we're definitely going to have a lot of that at the Yana conference.
Yeah, we definitely is. And I just talked to a lady. I hope she listened, because she was puzzled about coming to the coming, and she coming from Georgia. And she was like, Chanel, me and her stayed, you would have thought we was old best friends. We stayed on the phone for like an hour yesterday, and she was on my show, matter of fact. And I'm coming, Chanel. I'm getting my ticket right now. I'm doing everything right now while you're on the phone. And I love that support. Like, for somebody that don't even really know you, you understand what I'm saying? Like, and for you, like you could just come out of Arizona and you could just fly up here. You understand what I'm saying? That's a lot of love.
Yeah.
And that's how I see it, like a lot of love. And I want to thank all my speakers that's coming, because they coming from all over. You know, one is coming from Georgia, you know, South Carolina, upstate New York. You know, they coming from all over. And I just want to just, you know, thank them. you know, for supporting me, and they're going to be able to tell their story at the same time. And plus, the number one key, Alicia, is networking.
Yeah.
And that's
yeah.
why I love doing this, because
your girls are coming from Baltimore.
Yes.
So,
oh,
yeah,
Baltimore is in.
Over.
Yes, it's going to be all over. So if you don't got your tickets, y'all got, I don't know what y'all waiting for. I know a lot of people don't got their taxes already. So I don't know what you waiting for. Get the tickets. We're going to have so many vendors. You know, it's just going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy. I think this is going to be, like, one of the best ones. I really believe that this going. And I know Tangie, and thank God for Tangie. But I know Tangie, she said, Shana, keep doing it, keep doing it. It's going to get better and better, better and better. She had my back since the first one. You know, she had my back since the first one. So I just want to just thank everyone. And I got a few speakers that's in the Poconos that's coming to upstate New York, the Poconos. You know, ladies, they coming from all over, like you said, Baltimore. So we just want to have a good time. That's all. A good time. That's all I want to have, a good time. I want everybody to get along. I don't want no negativity. If you come in there with negativity, you got to leave that at the front door. Matter of fact, don't even park on Kyle Harvey territory. Just down. Because we're going to have fun. And you bringing your the Fisher Girls. They're going to be singing. We're going to have fun. There's so much. I just can't. And I've been thinking about this every day. Like Kalahari, Kalahari, Kalahari. But we're going to have fun. We're going to have fun. I'm going to be there selling my books. So, yes, I'm having a table, too, with my books on it. And I think it's another author there, too, if I'm not mistaken. Another author going to be there selling her own books. But they're going to be selling,
well,
like,
I'm
own.
I'm definitely going to come. Bling. I'm coming with my bling cups, my bling t-shirts. I have a couple of bling sneakers. So, you know, I'm known as the bling queen. I may be dressed in bling. So, come on. We're going to bling it up. So, make sure you come with your money, too, so that we can support one another.
Yeah, and that's all it's all about. We have to support one another, and that's the biggest thing, supporting the network. We have to do that. So if y'all haven't got your tickets yet, go to, YANA23.eventbrite.com, purchase your ticket. I still have a couple of pages. If Kevin ain't full of them yet. I still got a couple of pages in my journal. So if you still want to advertise, I got a couple of pages left. You know, reach out to me. And it's just that we're going to have a good time. Yana 23, this is my sixth annual, and I am so thankful for everybody who's showing their support to me. I'm just so thankful. So, Dr. Lady Rain, you know, it's March. Do you have anything coming up? Because I thought I've had something about something that you got coming up.
Oh,
tell the audience about what you got coming up, because I know it's a lot.
So I'll be in the Poconos April 14th. The Force MDs, we have a music distribution called Praise FM Stony Orchard and the Force MDs Music. And so Zayn, Bert Presley, and the Fisher Girls will be performing, will be at the Pocono Palace on April 14th. May, of course, is Deanna. July, I'll be in Vegas at the Stellar Awards. So come on now. October, I'm producing the Arizona West Coast Gospel Music Awards. So stay tuned for information on that. And also in October, I'll be in Atlanta, Georgia at the Spin Awards. So, yeah.
You traveling, you doing your thing, and I just want to thank you, because you are doing your thing. I am so proud. I'm so proud of you, you know, because a lot of people, you know, try to accomplish stuff and they don't feel they don't go through it because they feel as though, you know, and I think it's fair, but they don't fall through it and they don't follow their dreams. And, you know, people, you got
to
follow your dreams.
They could stay connected to me 24 hours, 7 days a week. They could catch me in the morning on Praise in the AM morning show. So on Facebook Live, YouTube Live at PRAYZFMLIVE, or you can go to our website, www.PRAYZ.FM, and you can listen to us 24 hours, 7 days a week on the Stellar nominated station, Praise.FM.
Amen. Now, if somebody wanted to reach out to you, like, say, like, if they wanted you, you know, say, like, after Yana 23, and they'd be like, oh, after Lady Rand, I got to get her to come to my event. How can they reach out to you if they want you to, like, be a motivational speaker or something, that, or host their red carpet? Do they still go through Praise.FM? How do they reach out to you?
They can reach out to me through FMPRAYZ@gmail.com. They can also reach me, getting the number. I believe it's 1-888-982-9013. And if you're interested in going to school, I have a Christian university, so you can come check us out there at MYCCU.online. So Praise FM, Christ Central University, UniE-TV and Radio, just Google Dr. Lady Rain, Dr. Alicia, A-L-I-C-I-A, Middleton, and you'll find ways of staying connected to me.
Oh, that's right. I told y'all she got a lot going on. She really got a lot going on. How much did you take the time to go on a vacation, relax? When?
I do. We just came back from a cruise, and, oh, we got another cruise coming up. If anybody want to go to our Music Fest International in January of 2024, we're looking for, you know, you can put down your deposit. We're going to Jamaica. That's 6 days, 5 days. We're going to Jamaica, Ocho Rios, the Grand Cayman Islands, and Mexico. So, you know, I take my vacations when I'm traveling because I like to travel to them.
So,
your
vacation.
I'm on vacation this week.
But your vacation, because you traveling, your vacation don't mean work. Do it mean vacation or do it mean work and vacation?
Well, both. I'm on spring break this week, and I'm literally home, but I do have my computer in my bed, and I'm interviewing, you know, in my home. So, but I'm not doing anything this week that means leaving where I have to leave my house unless I want to. So I do find time to vacation, and on weekends when I'm not doing things, I manage to slip in a day or two of just pure staying in the bed and catching up on my DVR recordings.
Yeah, because sometimes you need to, I was just telling my friend, you have to relax sometimes. You can't work. You got to, your body will just give out on you. You got to sit back and relax sometimes. So I want to thank you. Do you want to say anything, the last words before I let you go? Do you want to say anything or say something?
Well, I do want to shout out to the women, you know. This is Women International Month. I was listening to our host, Titus Showers and Big G, on the Listen If You Will radio sportscast, and they were talking about how women just make up holidays. But, hey, you know, when I looked at it, there was no month for men. So, come on, don't play it, hey, because we're celebrating, all right?
That's
so
right. We celebrate.
To all the women. And to you, Charnel, for just doing things, keeping it going, being inspirational and empowering despite, you know, the things that you've been through and learning how to turn your pain into power. So I just want to shout out all of the women who are doing great things.
Thank
and
you.
I want to say to the men, hey, we couldn't do it without y'all. You know, but it's so I'm going to let the women have their flowers right about now, okay?
That's right. It's all about the women this month. We go through a lot. So I just want to thank you again for being – I can't wait to see you in May. But I will be calling you soon, but I can't wait to see you physically in May of 13th, the 13th. So,
yes. Yes.
Thank you. Keep up the good work because you're doing a good job. You're doing a good job, so keep up
Thank
the good
you.
Work. And try to relax.
I'll try. Also, if y'all want, we're going to be live sometime tonight with today's praise and hits. As a matter of fact, I'm getting the production instructions right now. But guess what? I'm going to be home doing it. I ain't leaving my house this week. Thank you,
I know that's right. All right. Thank you so much. And I want to thank all my listeners that tuned in today. And thank you. Don't forget, if you haven't registered, go register for Yana 23. Or if you want to get an ad, you own your own business, you want to get an ad in the journal, please reach out to Charnel. Thank you so much. And everybody enjoy the rest of your weekend. Thank you, Dr. Lady Rain. Good night.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Talk 2 podcast with author Charnel Williams. Tune in next time every Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And don't forget to live, laugh, and love.